Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Revive Radio Show with your host, Saquon King, a.k.a. D. King, a.k.a. Mr. Blood Certified. And we will be in Radio Speakers Live every Monday at 8 p.m. with music and interviews from some of the hottest urban Christian artists of today here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Stay tuned.
Honestly, I love the art of hip-hop. I don't always love the message of hip-hop. You know, hip-hop is not just a mirror of what is. It should also be a reflection of what can be. And, you know, a lot of times folks say, well, I want to keep it real and I want to be down. And then we're just trapped in, you know, what is. And the question is, you know, imagine something different. Imagine communities that aren't torn up by violence. Imagine communities that where we're respecting our women. Imagine communities where knowledge and reading and, you know, academic excellence are valued. Imagine communities where fathers are doing right by their kids. That's also something that has to be reflected. Art can't just be a rear view mirror. You know, it should have a headlight out there.
Yo, what's up? What's up? This is your boy, Daquan King, and you are listening to the Revive Radio Show. Listen, on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Listen, guys, I'm so excited to be back with you today. I feel like it's been a long time since we've done the show, but it really hasn't been that long. I hope your Christmas, New Year's, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever kind of break you had, you know, whatever you celebrated this year, I hope it was great. I hope it was wonderful. This is a Christian radio show, so, you know, I don't know what you're doing. But, hey, whatever you're doing, I hope you're doing it right, and I hope you're having a good time with it. Today, man, we're going to be talking about worship over swag. Well, really, we're going to be talking about the worth of worship, the purpose behind worship. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to God? But I got the big man on the show with me today. I mean, the big man, Big Phil, one of my homeboys from way back. We'll go back a little minute, and he got this new song out called Worship Over Swag, got this new project out called IJBNE, and so we'll be talking with him today. But as you know, as we always do before we do anything else, we have to glorify the one who made us and lift up his holy name. So if you're with me, get with me. If you're not, then it's time to. Dear Heavenly Father, we glorify your name. We thank you. We thank you so much for who you are and who you are in our lives. God, I lift up your name right now, God. I magnify you, Father. As your word says, if your name be lifted up, you'll draw all men to you, Father. So, God, help me to decrease, God. Help me to decrease, God, in every way possible, shape and form, God. I pray, Father, that your word, God, be reverenced in this hour, God. I pray, Father, that your word be exalted in this hour, Father, that we truly lift up your name, God, in the discussion that we talk about today as we talk about worship, as we play music, God, that's centered around you and who you are, Father. As we just lift up your name today, God, I pray that you be glorified. I pray that you be magnified, that you be lifted up, God. As we surrender ourselves to you, God, I pray that we allow you, God, to be just lifted up in this place, God, on this radio show, God. I pray that as people listen, as they download the podcast, oh, God, that their lives will be changed and they will learn to reverence you for the God that you are and learn to love you the way that you desire to be loved, not the way that we want to love you, God. So, God, help us to be more selfless, God. Help us to be more like you. Help us to be givers of ourselves, givers of our time, givers of our finances, God. Givers of everything that we hold dear on this earth, God, so that we can release what we obtain in this earth, God, so that we can obtain what you have for us in the spirit, God. Help us to be more like you, God. So I pray, God, that as this show goes on, I pray, Father, that it speaks, God, to that homeless man. I pray that it speaks to that young woman who's pregnant and doesn't know what to do. I pray, Father, that it speaks, God, to that young man who got someone pregnant and doesn't know how to handle what's happening next, God. I pray that it speaks to that person who's contemplating suicide. I pray that it speaks to that pastor who's just starting his ministry and having struggles. I pray that it speaks to that person who's been saved their entire for 50, 20, 30 years, and now they're starting to have struggles and they don't know what to do. God, whatever it is, whatever situation the person on the other end is dealing with, whatever it is that they're going through, God, I pray, Father, that you speak through us, God, in this hour to be life-changing to someone else, God. Minister grace, God, to those who are devoid of grace right now. Minister, God, hope, God, to those who are in a hopeless situation. Minister, God, sight, God, to those who cannot see in the spirit, God, so they are being bogged down, God, by everything that's worrying them in the flesh, God. I pray, Father, that you just use us today, God, in a mighty way, Father, outside of ourselves, God. God, we repent of every sin, knowing and unknowing, God. I repent of everything that I may have said or done on today, Father, that may not be pleasing to you, Father. I pray, Father, that my body, my mind is clear and alert, Father, to your presence and your spirit, Father, that you may speak and have your way, God. I thank you for the show. I thank you, God, for what you're about to do. I thank you, God, for the people who are calling in. I thank you for the thousands upon thousands of listeners, Father. I thank you for the millions of listeners, God, that are paying attention, God, not to me, God, but to the word that you have placed on the inside of me, Father. Not to this show, God, but to an opportunity to view you from a different angle, Father. So speak now, God. Have your way, God. Manifest yourself, your presence, God, as we decrease, God, and allow you to be increased, Father, as we worship you, Father, with this show. In Jesus' holy, mighty, and matchless name, amen. And, guys, you know, after we lift up God, the next thing that I like to lift up, that I have to lift up, is my good thing, my great thing, my godly thing. Man, listen, God has given me such an amazing woman. And I'm telling you guys, the more and more that I invest in her spiritually, the more I invest in her physically, mentally, the more I put my mind on her, my heart on her, the more beautiful she becomes, the more valuable she is to me. There's something about when you invest in something, the value of it increases more and more. And so, husbands, listen, man, I like to really encourage you today, man. Don't worry about everybody else's grass. Just take care of your own. Just go out there and take care of your own garden, you know. And the more you invest in your woman, the more that you put her on a pedestal, the beautiful she becomes, the more attentive she becomes to your needs, the more she loves you. And listen, guys, I don't care at what level of you are at your marriage, it can always be better. And it doesn't matter how much you've invested, you can always invest more. See, that's the thing about love, is that you can never run out of it. You have an unending supply of love on the inside of you. All you have to do is tap into it. And you have an unending woman who desires all that unending love that's on the inside of you. So, men, please, I encourage you, man, go out and do something really nice for your wives. Just let them know how much you love them, how important they are to you. And wives, you know, listen, you ain't got to wait for your man to kick that thing to get it started. You can start it yourself, you know. Love him even, you know, regardless of what he's giving you. You give him everything you got, because that was the vow you made before God and man. When you stood before your pastor and you said, I do, I will, you know, hey, look, that's it. You made a vow to God before you made a vow to man. And men, I'm telling you the same thing. You made a vow to God before you made a vow to man. So be careful, because the last thing you want to do is break a vow with God. So I just want to encourage you guys, man. Just love the one you're with. And God will make that person that you're with sparkle. I'm telling you, he will. So, baby, I love you. You know, you're my Haitian sensation, the straw to my berry. Man, you that white stuff in between those two Oreos, you know what I'm saying, that you can't go without. Like, you know, you get some Oreos, you got a cookie. But if you ain't got that white stuff in between that cookie, it ain't really an Oreo, you know what I mean? Like, it's good, but it ain't, you know, it just ain't right, you know what I'm talking about? And, baby, without you, man, I'm just not right. My life ain't right. I couldn't even imagine it, you know. I don't believe God created you for me. I don't believe God created me for you. I don't believe in that. But I believe that when God allowed us to come together, he didn't create any other ones for us. This is it. Like, this is it. And I'm so happy that the rest of my life belongs to you, and the rest of yours belong to me. Hey, guys, so listen, as we always do, you know, we're going to get into some music, and when we come back to you, I got my big homie, my big, big homie, Big Phil, who's going to be coming to us, man. We're going to be talking about the worth of worship, how valuable it is, what does it mean to you, what does it mean to God. Gump's going to interview him about his new project that he got out, Worship Over Swag. You know, we're going to play some music as well. Now, the song is called Worship Over Swag. The project is IJDME. You can always call in if you want, 657-383-0309. If you have some questions for Big Phil, we are here for an hour, really like another 50 more minutes. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. You know, you can always hit me up. Thank you again for supporting the show. Thank you for just being there, and thank you for investing your time. This is going to be an awesome, amazing show tonight. I'm so looking forward to just hearing what God has on his heart and just allowing him to just, like, you know, move through us. So, hey, let's get it, man.
nothing without you. Nothing without you. Nothing without you. Nothing without you. I'm nothing but a ship without a sail on, moving aimlessly, tossed to and fro. I'm nothing without you. So breathe through me.
Yo, that was Jason Nelson, Nothing Without You. Man, I've been on that song for last couple of days. That's been one of my worship jams, so I just want to share that with you guys, especially since we're talking about worship today, tonight. I thought that would be a really good song to lead off with, just basically assigning your worth to God, saying, listen, God, in this earth, people may think I'm something, you know, I may look like something, I may seem like I have some worth, but the truth of the matter is, God, without you breathing air in me, I'm just a sack of bones. I'm just a bag of dirt. I'm truly nothing without you. Like, my value means nothing. And so, God, I am going to assign my value back to you, and I'm just going to let you know I'm nothing without you. I thank you for who you are. And so that's what that song ministers to me. And that's really what I want to get across today with you guys, man. That's what I want to dig into and discuss and talk about is the worth, the value of worship and what it really means. And not only what it means, but what does it mean to God? And then in turn, what should it mean to you? So listen, guys, who I got on the show today is my big homie. Like, me and this dude, I've known him for some years, man. Really, really great guy, man. Really good heart. The dude is a worshiper too, man. He's a rapper, but I believe he's a worshiper before he's a rapper. I've had an opportunity to pray with him. I've had an opportunity to minister with him. And I know his heart, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of guys that I bring on the show is people that I know. People I have actual covenant relationship with, man, and I like to believe that this guy here is a genuine friend. He's a good guy. He's someone that I know personally, and so I want to introduce you guys to my big homie, Big Phil. Hey, Phil, say what's up to the people.
What's going on, everybody, man? It's a blessing to be on, man. What's going on, bro?
Yo, man. Thank you so much for being on the show, man. I knew you was coming out with a project or whatever, but I definitely wanted to get you on the show. So I appreciate, man, you taking out this time to be here and to take out, you know, this time out of your day, man, to be a part of this show, man. I know, we're gonna talk about your project and everything that you got going on. But at the end of the day, man, it's still a sacrifice of your time. You're a father, you're a married man. You know what I mean? You're a minister of the gospel, and you work hard. So I don't want to, you know, I'm not taking your time for granted, man. We're going to dig in deep today, man. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you for having me on, bro. Let's get it, bro.
Yeah. So tell the people, I kind of feel like I just told a little bit of your story, man, but tell the people a little bit about you, man. You know, how you started out rapping, how you got into worship, why worship over swag in the first place? You know what I mean? What does that mean? You know what I mean? And you know, what got you to this point right here?
Oh, man. Yeah, man, just young buck, young dude, man. Just, you know, kind of always enjoyed the sound of hip-hop music and always, you know, had the ability to sing, you know, kind of always knew, but I kind of hid it for many years of my life. You know, became a Christian. The Lord ended up saving you, boy. I gave my life to the Lord, and through some time, just kind of put the music down. But I saw how it was still a passion within me. Hooked up with some guys, man, and we began to, you know, just begin to share each other's story with each other about how it would be dope to write rhymes about God. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know, before I was saved, man, I had deals on the table from Def Jam, Slip and Slide, records and things like that, but God had another plan for me. It just didn't go that way. And, man, just to bring you up to speed, just ever since then, I gave my life to the Lord and made some transitions when it came to music. Now I'm a solo artist and, man, have shared the stage with the likes of brothers like Brinson, brothers like D. King, you know what I'm saying? And this man, just magnificent guys, man, and met these individuals and, you know, just began to be inspired, still doing music, still trying to glorify God and really trying to show this generation now the importance of worship and how worship is not defined by an agenda, is not defined by a certain sound of music. It's really defined by your obedience and what you were created for. And, man, that's why we choose to really push this movement called Worship Over Swag, to really show the culture, to invade the culture with the importance of knowing who you are and knowing what you were created for. As much as you like fashion and as much as you like this new way of living, it should not define you. What defines you is who created you, and you must find out who there is. But the only way to know who you are is to find out who created you, and that's through God and it's through His Son Jesus, man. So that's what we're about, bro.
Bro, you just hit something real strong, man. I mean, really, that kind of ties into the discussion tonight, man. It's about finding out who created you. One thing I've learned, man, in studying about worship is that worship is love expressed. Basically, it's love that you express. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
And there's a scripture where God is talking to, you know, people who at the end of the day, man, and you know, they're like, you know, God, didn't we prophesy in your name? You know, didn't we cast out demons in your name? You know, didn't we do this in your name, do that in your name? And he's like, you know, get away from me because I never knew you. And that word new, when you break it down, is talking about that biblical meaning of sex in terms of to connect, intersect, to, what's the word, man, that intercourse type of you know, where you're
right.
Intertwining two souls. And basically he's saying, depart from me because I never knew you. You never got close enough to me for me to know you. And
exactly.
There is no way that you can know who you are or who created you if you don't get close enough to be in his presence. And so he basically said, depart from me because you didn't draw close enough to me. So when you say, man, it's about helping these guys, these young people understand, or just anybody in general to understand who created you, you cannot know who created you. I mean, you can know God created you. Yeah, God created you, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't get to know him,
exactly.
Then it's going to always be this figurehead, this big pie in the sky, you know, grandmama God and great-granddaddy God, but never your God.
Yep. Never your God. Yes, sir. That's it, man. That's
why. Yeah. So you know that was me, man. When I got to know God for my God, the relationship changed. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like you only had a friend that was a friend of a friend, and he was like cool and all that. But when y'all like got tight, it was a little bit different. You know what I mean? Like you got to know somebody through somebody, but when you actually really got to know them, like your wife, for instance.
Right.
If somebody introduced you to your wife, or at least you knew her before you knew her.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm going?
Exactly.
And when you knew her before you knew her, you know, the relationship was different. But once you got to know her, everything changed.
Yeah,
so. And so that's what worship does. It gets us into the presence of God, to know him. From the inside out, not from the outside in. So, man, you said in your quick little bio that you were given, which was pretty good, you said that you hid your ability to sing. Why'd you do that, man?
Man, you know, just coming from a just coming from a background, man, of where, egotistical, you know, just strong masculinity. It was just really overwhelming, overpowering, and and the neighborhood and the community I was raised, you know, I wanted to be like the guys on the street corners and wanted to be like those in the neighborhood that were tough and the football players. And you know, to be honest with you, when I stepped, the first time I ever heard a guy really sing in church that I paid attention to, he was, you know, he didn't take on though that persona to me. He took on something, you know, contrary to that. So, you know, I just always thought that. You know what I mean? If that was something that you were to do, it's because you had to be a certain kind of way. I thought it was just, you know, for ladies in general. I didn't know it was for the ladies. I just thought it was for ladies. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just something that I kind of hid for when I got into my teenage years. You know what I mean? I did it as a young child, you know, because my mama told me, you know, you're going to go ahead and you're going to go in this church and you're going to sing, and, you know, a song at school and things like that. But, you know, when I became a teenager and got into those adolescent years, it's just, you know, your mind, man, it plays tricks on you. You think you're this one thing, you're trying to figure out who you are. And, you know, that was just a part of me. I just did not want people to know, man. But, man, if I could tell any young person, any old person, anybody that has this gift and has this ability to sing melodies and bring forth melodies from their mouth, man, and from their soul, man, it is not too late. Allow God to be God through it. I'm telling you, it'll change your life, man.
Bro, listen, you said something so important there, because when you talk about being fearful and wanting to hide the gift that God gave you to sing, really that's the enemy working on your nature in reverse, trying to reverse your very nature. Because when God created us, he created us to be the worship leaders. You know, Satan was the worship leader in heaven, and he was kicked out with a third of the host, right? But when you do the study on Satan, and I know you know this, you know, his body was, you know, his entire body was organs and percussion. I mean, it had all the instruments in it. And you know, he was a jewel with diamonds and gold and everything. Like, he was this beautiful, beautiful instrument of worship. And he would go around heaven leading people into worship. And then he was kicked out because he started, you know, filling himself. And then after that, God created man. And then he gave us all the same abilities and attributes that Satan had in heaven, because there was no worshiper. He created worshipers within us. And now you got the ability to sing, and the devil's trying to turn that around and make you think that that's a bad thing. You know, ain't that crazy?
It's crazy, and he does it, man. He deceives us. He tries his hardest to deceive us from it. What he does is he tries so hard to pollute the musical portion of the church, the worship portion of the church, when it comes to the person who's leading it, when it comes to the individual who's in it. Like, he tries so hard to pollute it and to dilute its substance, because we don't know who we are. If we realize that you know, these sins and these mistakes and these things that we go through and these struggles, Jesus has already paid for. He's already bled and died for. Like, he knew, he foresaw this thing, and he made a way for us to be reconciled with him, man. And, man, if we just realize that there's nothing that we can do that will have God to turn his back on us, it will give us a joy of wanting to serve him, of wanting to find out who he is, of wanting to follow him, of wanting to worship him, and wanting to really become in the most intimate place with him, to the point to where we're just one with him, man. And you know, I can't wait for the day that he fully redeems us. But while we're here on earth, man, we have an opportunity to really shine some light and shed some light on those that may not understand how important they are to him and what he finds pleasure in, and that's receiving his glory through our worship.
So I'm piggybacking everything you say right now, man. you keep talking, bro, and I'm good. When you just said he wants us to shine our light and him shine through us, that took me to the scripture where Jesus is speaking to the disciples. He says, you're the salt of the earth. You know, and then he goes on and he says, you're the light of the world. And he says, let your light shine so that others may see your good works and glorify our God in heaven. And basically he said, dude, so in letting your light shine and others glorifying God, that is a form of worship because it will teach other people to worship. People will worship God based off of your worship. If you let your light shine, it will shine a light on God and cause people to want to worship him even more. But if the enemy can keep you quiet because you're afraid of being like Brother Joe Schmo in the church, or you're afraid that, you know, only women are worshipers, which really bothers me, man. Like, that's one thing that really irks me. Like, I make it at a point, like, I'm a worshiper. I worship at home. You know, I can cry out to God and, you know, close my door, man, and it's just me and God for however long it is, man, and I'm good with that. But I make it a point, man, to worship in church, man. I make it a point to worship around other men. Like, I like crying in front of men when it comes to God. Like, I like being in that vulnerable place because I'm not a follower, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
God created me to worship him, man. So, well, you know, the last thing I need to be doing is walking around and looking at some other man and trying to be all, like, when you're in the presence of God, that's the wrong time to be masculine. You know, God calls us his bride, man. When I'm in God's presence, bro, all masculinity, don't get me wrong, I ain't soft. But when it comes to God, there's no holes barred, man. He can have all this. All this. What you want? The goal for me, man, is to lift up my hands, man, and really allow God to move through me and on me, man, especially around other men, because I need them to know, man, that this is an act of love and worship. This ain't got nothing to do with you. And, you know, worship is contagious, man, just like laughter is contagious, you know. And that's why the enemy, man, he's trying to keep us from really opening up and allowing God to move through us, man. And I really want to touch on that topic, but I need to play a song before we do that, man. So I'm gonna play this song. Forgive me. Worship Over Swag. So man, tell people about the song real quick.
Oh man, it's just a dope concept we came up with, man. About really, just telling folk, man. You know how we do when we come through. But don't twist it. When we come through, we're coming through to give glory to him. And you know what I'm saying? This is that Worship Over Swag movement, man. A great song that, by the grace of God, I had the pleasure of getting two good brothers, man, that are real cool with me on Dre Murray and Roy Tosh. And came through with it, man, on the lyrics, you know. So hope the people like it, man. Let's get it popping, bro.
Yeah, man. I've been listening to this all week, man, and I really like the song, guys. So I hope y'all like it too, man. You go Worship Over Swag, my home. Big deal. Get it.
Hola. Hola. Yeah. This is more than 16s and hooks. Dope lines it took a couple hours to cook. Born fishing, if you climb out of the boat and just look, this commands from the book. Get your iPads and nooks, just pay attention. Look, I'm more than the mic. Kobe Bean, if you like. 24 in a day, got me avoiding the hype. With every second that passes, it just gets harder to write. Cause in the front of my mind, I know the harvest is ripe. And the thief's on the prowl, I mean, he ready to strike. But before I can bow, I gotta put up a fight. For every man, woman, and child that's needing the sight, I gotta give them the light. Look, I'm content with the light.
You know how
Hold
we
up.
Do it when we come up in your city. Swanking like we popping tags. Don't you get it twisted, we just wanna give them glory. Worship always over swag. Yeah, we do this always, always, always.
We tell them worship over swag.
Always, Always, always.
We tell the worship of a swag.
Always, 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 always.
We tell the worship of a swag.
Always, 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 always.
We tell the worship of a swag, yeah.
Never in a million years. You can label me broke, but I'd rather cry a million tears. I ain't talking about dough, cause that money ain't really what it is. See, I'm rich in hope, plus I got treasure buried in my kids. You see that growth, and now I'm ready. Ready to show and prove. Ready to give them knowledge. Ready to show the news. The messages of the gospel. Show them who really rules. My father sent the Messiah. Call him the King of Jews. Really the King of Kings. So he's running the game. If you ain't running to God, if you ain't coming in his name, a heart full of shame, and inside my brain I was a screw up, and then he came and changed my life, hallelujah. So now the focus is shifted and I'm plowing with purpose, planting seeds while he reigns, producing in worship. Take me deeper, Lord, I'm removing the surface, cause I remember being ashamed and feeling worthless, but you grabbed me out, wait, you dragged me out. Big boy, I was swollen, but you swagged me out. So while they focus on rocking the latest shades, I'll be worshiping the rock that we call the Ancient of Days.
You know how we do it when we come up in your city. Swagging like we popping tags. Don't you get it twisted, we just wanna give them glory. Worship always over swag. Yeah, we do this always, always, always.
We tell them worship over swag.
Always, always, always.
We tell them worship over swag.
Always, 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 always.
We tell them worship over swag.
Always, 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 always.
We tell them worship over swag, yeah.
Yeah, hey, you know how we do it. Yeah. And don't you get it twisted.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Always, 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 always. I tell a word of over swag. Yo, hey, listen, man. There's nothing wrong with swag. And guys, I want you to really get this. Like, he's not saying, like, you know, you shouldn't have swag, because the Bible actually tells us to have salt. Like, he's, Word of God tells us you are the salt of the earth. And to me, salt is probably one of the most swaggiest things you can have, basically, because salt changes things. You know, it's that flavor that causes people that people are attracted to. You go and eat some bland food. Come on, man. It's the swag is just that, it's just that icing on the cake. But listen, if there's no substance within that, up under it, you're not gonna put salt on a piece of iron and eat it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that swag is important, man. It's good. You gotta have some kind of salt on you. And so when I say swag, I'm talking about salt. Like, you gotta have some type of saltiness about you. But have something else, like you know, that got to lead them somewhere, you know. And that's where the light of the earth comes in at, because you're the salt of the earth, right? So you got that salt, and then that salt draws them to your light, and you let your light shine, and then all of a sudden they glorify God. Not you, but God. And swag by itself causes people to glorify you. But when you put that swag on top of that light, on top of those good works, on top of blessing others, on top of having compassion for others, on top of praying for others, on top of being a selfless person, then you're drawing people to Jesus every single time. Bro, I'm sorry, I just preached your message. That's what you was going to say.
That was exactly what I was going to say. Yes, sir. Yes, hey. Man, that's all.
So if y'all don't know, man, if you're just tuning in, I got my big homie Big Phil on the line with me. And we're talking about worship, man, the worth of worship, how valuable worship is to God. And we haven't even gotten to that part yet. So I want to really get into this part about the value, the worth of worship. And stick with me because I'm about to paint you a picture, and you may need to write some of this down. So we started out in the beginning of this. We're talking about worship is love expressed. It's basically your love that you have for something or someone expressed in such a way that it's fanatic. It's flamboyant. You know, it's not something that you would hide under a basket, but it's something that you would put on top of a hill. There we go with that light piece again. You know what I mean? It's something that's outward. It's not an inward thing. It starts from inward, but it's expressed on outwardly. You can't worship inwardly. You have to worship outwardly. Worship is basically the fruit of the seed that you sow on your private time. It's that fruit of spending time with God. It's that fruit of Him saving you and you feeling that overjoyed feeling. It's that fruit of praying, of praising, of reading, of worship. Worshiping. Worship is that fruit. So if you're not doing those things privately, your worship outwardly ain't going to be nothing but swag because it ain't going to have nothing else on the inside. So it's important to have that private relationship with God, that that time away on the mountaintop, that reading your word when no one else is around and it's not for show. It doesn't matter who sees you. It doesn't matter who can pat you on the back. You're doing this because you love God, and you will always have an outward express of that love that you have for God if you're actually loving Him privately. So worship is love expressed, and I want you to stick with me here. When you love something, you love it how you want to love it. So say I have a car and I love my car. I don't care how my car wants me to love it. I'm going to love it how I want to love it. Now, of course, I'm going to put gas in it. You know, I'm going to make sure that it's taken care of and all that. But for the most part, how I love it is basically at my discretion. But my wife, that's a different story. I can't love her at my discretion. When I love my wife, I got to love her how she wants to be loved. So she likes to, for me to spend time with her, quality time with her, like you know, not coming home and watching TV all the time or whatever. I got to turn that TV off and talk to her and caress her and spend that intimate, detailed time with her and show her that I'm actually listening by how I respond and show her that I actually love her by what I do when I'm not around her. And that's what expresses love to her. So me expressing love to her is based off of how she wants to be loved. And that's worship. So the same thing goes with God. You can't worship God how you want to worship Him. You can't love Him how you want to love Him. No, but He gives us instructions. He literally gives us, like, your wife does not come with a book. Phil, you with me?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Did your wife come with a book, bro?
She did not come with a book. And there was a time where I wish she did, but then as I got to know her, I'm glad she didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And man, that's what you said, man, just to piggyback off of you, that is absolutely the real, man. That's the truth. Like, you know, me and her, we just really start learning these things, you know, about the love language and that she has a different love language than I do. And that's exactly what we do as individuals, man. The way we love, the way we want to be loved, we try to love the person that way. And that's not that may not be how they want to be loved, man. It really doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And God has a guideline on how we worship Him. You know what I mean? He has a guideline that He's put in His word on how we can worship Him and how He gets glory from our lives. And we can't go outside those guidelines that he has given. You know, it is what it is. He has provided a way, and those ways that, man, by through prayer and through faith, we can abide by if we allow Him to do it through us. So.
Point blank. So So when you worship, when you really tap into this thing and worship, and guys, listen, man, you know, this is probably like a 3-hour show to really dig deep into what worship is and how to truly worship God and how He desires to be worshipped, man. And I promise y'all, man, we haven't even tipped a tip of the iceberg yet. But you know, I'm hoping that this is enough to get you thinking, like, you know, maybe I'm not worshiping God the way He wants me to worship Him, or maybe I can do a little bit better in this area, or maybe I need to get around some people who are worshiping God properly, or who worship God, if you're a man, you know, because worship, again, is contagious. I promise you it is. But what I want, you know, you to pull from this is that worship is important, and it's not, you cannot worship God according to how you want to worship Him. You have to worship Him according to how He instructs you to worship Him. And just a few things on that is, when you look up the definition of worship in the Bible, and you actually go to the lexicon or whatever, and you really begin to look at the Hebrew and Greek, and, you know, what worship means, and, you know, there's all these different definitions of worship. You know, the old English definition of worship is worship. It's basically assigning worth, and ship is basically just how, if you think of a ship right now in the water, it's a means of transport. So basically, you're transporting your worth to something. You're transporting your feeling or desire or how you view worth or whatever, your worth pretty much, I'm sorry guys, to something. So worship. But then when you look at another definition of worship, I think it's the Hebrew, it's basically saying it's like a dog. The best way they could describe it was a dog licking his master's hand. And is basically a place of true reverence and gratefulness and humility. I mean, could you imagine walking up to somebody, getting down on all fours and licking their hand?
Man, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and that's how God sees worship. It's a place of true reverence. And so if this is how God views worship, then you need to figure out how God wants you to worship Him, because it's a place of reverence and humility. So if you think about a sports football game where everybody's, you know, the man scores and everybody's shouting and screaming and yay and hands high in the sky, you ain't worried about who thinking about you and how crazy you may look right now. There's no humility in that. You joined in with the host of the stadium, and everybody's worshiping this one guy who just scored a football. Who that touchdown ain't gonna do nothing for you.
Exactly.
But when we worship God in that same manner, where we're not concerned with the person to the right or the left of us, but we're assigning worth, we're transporting worth, we're humble, we're in the place of reverence because He's worthy. And that's, man, what worship is. It's devoid of yourself. It's loving the way that God wants you to love Him. It's giving of yourself. It's putting aside your pride. It's putting aside how you feel. I don't care how you feel. God is worthy. It doesn't matter whether you lost your job or not. God is worthy. It doesn't matter if you got cancer or not. God is still worthy. It doesn't matter. He's still God. Because at the end of the day, when your flesh is gone and this body goes back to the dirt, your soul is going to go before God. And you'll have the opportunity to live with Him or not live with Him, based on whether or not your flesh matters more to you than your spirit. And that's what we have to get to. We have to get to a place where all this outward stuff means absolutely nothing when it comes to how great God is. And when we can do that, we will let our light shine. Others will see our good works, and they will glorify God in heaven. Hey, man, listen, I know I pulled you on the show, man, and now I'm preaching, right?
Hey, that's all right, brother. That's all right, man.
Hey, so, hey, listen, guys, we do have somebody on the show today. His name is Dick Phil. And I promise you, this boy can rap. He can sing too, man. Like, I've actually been in the service where he worships. That's part of the reason I wanted him to be on here, and we talked about worship, because he's literally a worshiper. Like, the guy can really worship God. Like, he sings, man. I wish I could sing like that, bro, because I wouldn't be doing this radio show right now. I'd be touring the world even if nobody wanted to hear me. but I don't have that ability, man. It's you know, the way my vocal cords are set up, you know what I mean? I got one note and I got two notes and I can't really put them together.
I guess.
Listen, man, we're gonna play the Gucci Louis Prada, then we're gonna ask Big Phil some questions about how y'all can get in touch with him, listen to his music, all that Jizzy Jam and everything else. So Gucci Louis Prada, let's get it.
I ain't draped up, tripped out. All in his presence, I spill out. His word, man, I live out. That's the only thing that's real out here.
Real out here?
Kill out here. Sex money popping them pills out here. I don't care how folks feel out here. They gon' bow and kneel out here. And confess these laws. They will confess these reigns. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more taxes. Oh, yeah, no more debt. Call it the good life. Your boy's so cool with that. Act like you don't know who's the designer of your destiny. He ain't standing next to me. He's in me, he's the recipe. Y'all chasing money all over that bread like a sesame. Quats turn to Gucci, so you say the Lord is blessing me? What? Who told you that? These fools can't hold you back, that's what you say, but I told you that. These dudes lying on these tracks. These dudes ain't selling no crack. These dudes ain't racking a rack. Tell me what you gonna do with that. Gucci, Louis, Prada, get you nada. Let me introduce you to my father. You ain't gotta be rich, I had them dollars. But when he call you, shout at you, better follow. Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Louis, Prada, get you nada. Yes. Let me introduce you to my father. Yes. You ain't gotta be rich, I had them dollars. Cause when he call you, shout at you, better follow.
While they chasing that money, screaming, I'll cut the check. I'm cut from a different cloth. I get so much respect. That don't mean I don't need money. Got a baby on deck. Plus a daughter in college. Man, I'm trying not to flex. But better yet, flexin'. Lil Youngin, I'm just flexin'. When it comes to material things, my mind be steady wrestling, stressin'. So now my mission is to hit the block with the rock. Nah, stop, don't believe me, just watch. Watch that Audemars, I'd rather let it burn. And rather floss in the watch, I watch for his return. I like them Jordans too. Wipe on that Gucci bag. Please smell my new cologne. Call worship over swag. Yeah, so now I rock a straight narrow fitted. Because this path is on my mind. I don't think you get it. That Gucci Louis make you fly. But remember, you can't take that Gucci with you
when you die.
Gucci Louis, Prada, get you nada. Let me introduce you to my father. You ain't gotta be rich, I had them dollars. But when he call you, shout at you, better follow. Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Louis, Prada, get you nada. Yes. Let me introduce you to my father. Yes. You ain't gotta be rich, I had them dollars. Cause when he call you, shout at you, better follow.
Gucci, Louis, Prada, you know, well, all that just stuff. But what's important is your relationship with God. And so my man is like, listen, all this fleshy stuff is good and all, but, you know, that's that earthly treasure. That stuff ain't gonna get you nowhere, man. It'll get you favor with man, but it will not get you favor with God. But if you get to know God, you have favor with man and God. That's my big homie, Big Phil. I got him on the line right now, guys. If you're just tuning in, you are super late. Like, the show is about to be over in 6 minutes, but please don't go nowhere, because that song that you just heard is by my big homie, Big Phil, and he's going to tell you a little bit about himself, where you can get his music, where you can check him out at and everything. So, Phil, give him the full rundown of all your information, bro.
For man, Big Phil 904 is all my social media, man. First of all, I got the website, which is called worshipoverswag.com. It's www.worshipoverswag.com. If you ever want to get in contact with me, that's one of the easiest ways. But I got the Twitter, the Instagram, Facebook is all Big Phil 904. That's BIGFIL 904. But if you go to worshipoverswag.com, You can find out any the latest music, get free downloads. If you're looking to book Big Phil, you can do it there as well.
But if you just want to reach out and follow me on a personal and see what I got going on and stay updated, you can go on Worship Over Swag, join the email list, and you can also follow me on all the Instagram and Facebook, man. But I really appreciate being on here, Daquan, man. I thank you so much, brother. Man, the album project is coming out January 15th. I'm Just Being Me. IJB Me, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so listen, man, while you saying all that, bro, I'm tagging Worship Over Swag on everything, guys. So if you guys want to check him out, you know, I'm on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook, go to Revive Radio on Facebook, Daquan King on Facebook, or D King Ministries on Facebook. And you could, you know, his website is up, Worship Over Swag. Man, again, man, I've known this brother for a good little minute, and I don't endorse people that I don't really know. I wouldn't endorse him. Like, I probably had you on the show, but I probably wouldn't endorse you like that. This cat,
exactly.
I endorse without any hesitation whatsoever. Love the brother. I love his wife, man. His wife is such a sweetheart, genuine person. She really makes him a better guy. Like, seriously. Like,
Absolutely. She
takes him to another notch. And that's a great thing, bro. Like, that's, you know, when you can find a good woman and she makes you look better, bro, that
man.
Makes you a pretty wise man. Like, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes you smart. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I got taste.
Yes,
I know beauty because I got a good thing. You know what I mean? So, man, you know, shout out to your wife, man. I love her. Let her know I love her. She's a sweetheart. Y'all, listen, this radio show turns into a podcast. If you didn't know, now you know. So you can take it. You can download it. Share with your family. Share with your friends, man. Somebody needs to hear this word on worship. Somebody needs to hear this word on really setting themselves aside and allowing God to be glorified through them. You know what I mean? Somebody needs to hear this word, man. And I hope that it was a blessing to someone today, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big Phil, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to close it out with a prayer real quick. Again, Phil, thank you. You got any last words before I close it out, man?
Oh, man, I see so many people spend their entire lives trying to be somebody else. It's so important to find out who you are and what God has created you to do. That's it, man.
Yeah, that. All right, so listen, guys, God, we glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for this show. Thank you for allowing us to lift up your holy name in this hour. God, teach us to be worshipers who worship in spirit and in truth. Teach us to be worshipers who worship you without allowing flesh or any other outside interference to hold us back or hold us down, God, but to truly give you our all and to trust you with the rest, God. So we just magnify your name, God. We pray, Father, that we increase in worship, increase in our relationship with you. Help us, God, to lay aside, to exalt your holy name. We magnify you and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I know your forecast is gloomy. More drama in your life than the muddy you're moving. Been so down lately, nobody knows your struggles. Patience running thin, about to pop like a bubble. Say you're sick and tired of people telling you lies. You want to run away to a place with blue skies. Well, no one can induce the tears in your eyes. But every time you run, you find yourself crying. I know it's hard when your sun don't shine, but it's 4 a.m., man, your sun gon' rise. Remember your afflictions, but for a moment. I know it's easier said than done, but you can't win the race if you ain't prepared to run. Man, along with the promise, persecution must come. So grab your umbrella as we wait for the sun. Let's go. Let God work it out, 'cause it ain't your battle anyway. Plus when you try to